Item number one on the agenda is discussion and possible action on personnel policy by Monica Wheelis, Human Resource Managers.
This is a housekeeping item for your consideration. Annually, I'll bring any policy revisions we may have throughout the year. Anything that we look at that we need to add policies based on changing laws or policy or benefit programs we may have or best practices, we'll bring those to you on an annual basis unless something has to be changed rather quickly. The purpose of the first policy we're introducing, it's a new policy, and the purpose of it is to clarify how we will verify references for new applicants that are applying for a job, and also how we will do reference checks on past employees. And so basically, I'm clarifying that Human Resources is responsible for reference checks for current or past employees, and hiring managers are responsible for ensuring that they check the references for anyone that they would wish to extend a job offer to. The rest of the policies are all revisions. The first revision is to 3.16, the orientation policy. And in July of this year, we started a new hire orientation, quarterly orientation process, where all employees who are hired within the prior quarter are invited in for a, yes, sir? Did you need to?
Let me interrupt, Monica. We had one yesterday, and just to show you how words communicate. Young man, after it was over, he was over there about where Richard is, and I said, "Well, young man, did you learn anything today?" He said, "Yes, I did." He said, "But I had to get it clarified because he says I didn't understand the difference between surface water and groundwater." Because I said, "He said I thought groundwater was in the surface," and so that helped him through that. And so it was a long day, but the people are appreciative of it.
It is typically a long day for them, but our feedback from we did one yesterday and the first one was in July has been very, very good. Our hopes are with doing this quarterly orientation, it's not paperwork related. It's not, hey, sign up for benefits. It's purely to inform them what the BRA mission is, what we do, what our long-range plan is, how we intend to serve the people of Texas and meet the water needs. So it is a very good process. We're adding that piece to the policy that states we will also do, in addition to the new hire when they walk in the door the first day and sign their papers, we're adding this quarterly function. The next,
I got a question.
Yes.
You also, before you put somebody out to do work that's a new employee, you do a job orientation.
Yes.
This is in addition to that.
This is in addition. Okay. And what they get on their first day of hire is we go through our policies, we sign them up for benefits, they watch a orientation or watch two videos, one on workplace violence and one on sexual harassment. And so we give them the core information. It was just so much information on one day that we felt they weren't getting the message of what we do at the Brazos River Authority. So we give them a little bit of time to acclimate, and then we come in and do, this is what we do. And so, yes, ma'am.
The reason I ask is because where I worked before, there was a week of orientation. And mm-hmm. before you ever got to walk out into a plant, in that case, you had to have this orientation because you didn't know what was going on out there and you weren't safe. And we had some issues with people that were brand new that got into stuff because they just didn't understand. So I assume that you do all of that before you let somebody go drive your trucks. Or
yes, ma'am. No, that's at the plant level. So
Okay. The
first day they do their paperwork with us, and then they go out to the plant, and each supervisor then takes over the orientation of this is
Fantastic.
Your specific. Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Offers the new employee the opportunity to see that they're just not cutting stones, but they're building cathedral.
Yes. Yes, sir.
New to the board, do y'all do background checks?
Yes, sir.
And credit checks?
We do not do credit checks unless it's a CFO position, per se.
But because I don't know if y'all have experienced it, but you have a lot of people, what I call a child support jumpers. They'll work until child support finds out where they're at, and then they'll jump ship.
Well, they'll have to jump ship fairly quickly because we report every new hire to the state within 10 days of their hire. So, and typically it's a very fast turnaround of when we get them up and running on child support.
You spend a lot of money on training.
On training of
employees for them to jump ship.
Yes, and I think the state really has a fairly good plan in place now to where the time limit on that, as long as we report timely, it's very...
Well, in the private sector, it's about 6 months.
We usually get them up and running much quicker than that. They're reported very quickly and to the state, and then the state in turn will report back to us. Director Johnson, did you have another question?
No, I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. The next change is, this is really a cleanup to this payroll deductions policy, 5.01. We're changing from, we had where only full-time employees were allowed to have retirement deductions, and in fact, the only employees who do not have mandatory retirement deductions are truly temporary employees, those employees seasonal that work, you know, in the summer generally. So that was just a cleanup. To the conflicts resolution, 12.01, we added a time limit for employees to give us a written, complete the written conflict resolution form so we could continue on with our investigation in a more timely manner than we would sometimes if we just get a verbal without a written documentation from the employee. It makes it very difficult to go out and begin an investigation. So we did add a time limit in that policy. And then the last policy that we revised was a sick leave pool policy. And the revisions to this policy is in three areas. We changed it to reflect that when employees donate to the sick leave pool, it must be in full day increments. And, of course, the maximum they can donate each year is 3 days. That we changed the 90 calendar days that we allow an employee to receive from the sick leave pool. We changed that to 60 calendar days. Because our long-term disability kicks in after 90 days, and those are calendar days, not work days, and so really we were overlapping a little bit. And then the final thing we added was we stated that the sick leave pool can be denied if it looks as though someone, or if it's determined that someone is abusing the intent of the sick leave pool, which is to allow someone to recover from a sickness or injury. Are there any further questions on the policy revisions? Yes, sir?
Is there a requirement for us to do the sick pool?
There is not a requirement, no.
No requirement on that.
No requirement. There are rules if we decide to do the sick leave pool. There are rules governing you can only allow an employee to donate 3 days per year. You can't mandate an employee donates if they draw from it, they don't have to donate, they don't have to pay it back. There are those type of rules, but we don't have to allow it. I personally believe it's a very nice benefit, especially when you have the restriction is it is only for the illness or injury of an employee, not an employee's family member. So truly, it's a good way to help out an employee that really had a significant injury or illness.
I have one other question. Uh-huh. Does the VRA provide or make available cancer policy insurance to its employees?
Yes, sir. It's we have Aflac as our supplemental insurance, and we do have that as one of our policies. Any additional questions? If not, I'll read the resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby makes the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective November 1, 2008. New policy 3.18, employment reference verification. to ensure that individuals who join the Brazos River Authority are well-qualified and have a strong potential to be productive and successful, the hiring manager will check the employment references of a selected applicant prior to extending a job offer. The Human Resources Department is designated to respond to reference verification inquiries from other employers. All calls, contacts, and written inquiries concerning current or former employees will be referred to the Human Resources Department. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority to provide neutral references concerning former employees. Responses to such inquiries will confirm dates of employment and the title of the position held. The Human Resources Department will respond to additional questions that are asked by other employers only if a valid reference check release form has been signed and dated by the former employee. Amended policies, 3.16, orientation.